Why Benue is so liberal? Because her sound is for all, not only for gopis, not for only cowherds, not for go.
Everyone.
All creepers, all trees, water, anus, atoms, and every pasu pakshi. Pasu pakshi?
Bird and animal.
Bird and animal, everyone. And they become so cheerful at that time, everyone, according to their qualification. But gopis become more affected than them. But every trees, everyone becomes so so prem, full of love, that hearing that Tanubhritsu Aspandanam Gatimatam Pulakastarunam, that those who are sthavar becomes jangam and jangam becomes sthavar. The symptoms of sthavar comes in jangam, and the symptoms of jangam, those who can walk, comes in, that is Tanuvrita, all who has life, whether in trees, whether in mountains, rivers, men, female, male, ne? Pasu, pakshi, kit, patang, everywhere. And there are of two kinds, jangam and jar. So, moving and non-moving. Aspandanam. Gatimatan. Those who are jangam, like deers, they become silent. They should run away because gopals are coming, cows are coming, Krishna is also coming. They should fear and they should at once fly away. But they doing like so, standing, and they are singing and begging pranay to Krishna. And all the birds, everyone becomes silent, hearing the sweet voice of Bansi Venu, and seeing the so beautiful face of Krishna. And Gatimatan and Tarunam, Taru means jada, not jangam. They cannot walk, they cannot move. Taru means bricks, trees, and mountains. Mountains become taral,
soft, melted.
And sweat comes in stones, and they become like water, and so soft. Trees full of flowers and fruits, and their branches come down to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. The lips become so that they are hearing everything. Flowers denotes the pulak of trees. Pulakas tarunam. Nirjoga parsakita lakshana yovir chitram. Krishna has made his swarup, body, very beautiful. He has a turban on his head. On that, there is a rashi, rope, for cows. Baitha unko, thasa baatchit kare. Baitha. दो मिनट इन लोगों से बैठिए, बैठा बिछा दो और कुछ। दे आर द लाइफ मेंबर्स ऑफ इस्कॉन। आप लोग खूब कुशल से हैं? ऑफिस से कल से फोन से हुई थी ना बात? अजय जी कहीं गए हैं?
वो बॉम्बे में ही है।
पिताजी ने जो एट द टाइम ऑफ मिल्किंग काउज एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ रो विच इज बाई विच काउज बोथ फीड्स आर tightened. A special meaning is that nirjoga. Nirjoga means the rope which makes link with anyone. Jog, nirjog. Here, if the calf is running here and there, calf will not give milk. So, the cowherd takes that, takes the calves, and they keep close by the side of cows so that they may
feel affection and therefore give milk.
Milk. By that purpose, if there is a one cowherd who wants to milk and there is no helper, then he takes that calf and ties with the legs of cows to that calves. That is called nirjog. Understand?
Yes.
That is called nirjog. And nirjog pass. He has tightened here on the turban of his head. So pitiful, naturally as a go, his everything is showing so much beautiful. And pass is called anything to jama pass. Pass, you know? The rope by which Jam Maharaj binds any jeev and takes to Jamalaya. That is called pass.
Noose.
Achha, noose.
Around the neck. It's like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, those cows who are not good cows, who they are running here and there, now giving milk, and they are ashanta.
Not peaceful.
Restless. For that kind, what wicked badmash guy, badmash mane?
Rascal.
Rascal guy, cows. They keep a kind of rope. They tie it from here and one leg. Have you seen? No. So that she cannot run away. Otherwise, there is a rope hanging in their neck, tightened with some bamboos, and if they run, that bamboo they cannot run. So that these are called pass. Or if a cow is so kinds of cow with a very shanta, peaceful cow, they tie it to other cows so that he cannot fly, cannot run away. That is called pass. Krishna has taken this rope here and milking somewhat going with cows. So beautiful Krishna looks like. Here, he telling that gopis are telling, O Sakhi, Krishna has that nirjog and pass in our sins for ourselves. My wishes are, my heart is like cows. And by nirjog means that rope, that is mane prem, love is rope here. By that rope is not a rope, but it is made of prem. And this rope ties with Krishna forever. For any jiva, those who have tanu means body, that rope is so beautiful and attracts anyone that he can never be far away from Krishna. Forever, it binds with the lotus feet of Krishna. So, by this turbans, that rope is not a mere rope, but it is nirjog, that forever our mind and heart will be with Krishna. We cannot go to our homes, we cannot be to our near to our husbands, father and mother. This rope takes our everything and ties with forever to the Krishna lotus feet, nirjog. And pass, it is not really a pass for binding any cows here, but we are, our these indriyas and heart are like cows, and it is like pass for us, prema pass. We have not chance like Giriraj Govardhan, like other trees and creepers of Vrindavan, but yet he attracts our heart and everything so that we cannot be far away from Krishna. But actually we are so far away from Krishna. So nirjog upas krita lakshana yo vichitram. So we will not have association or service of Krishna like Giriraj Govardhan or the beast and birds of Vrindavan. But yet we want, and telling all these things that we have read here, and remembering all the pastimes of Krishna. They, evaṁ vidā bhagavato ja vrindāvana chārina vṛṇayanto mitho gopya krīḍāyāṁ tanmayatāṁ jayau. Evaṁ vidā bhagavato ja vrindāvana chārina vṛṇayanto mitho. And all other pastimes of Krishna, grazing cows in that Vrindavan, here and there, what Krishna did pastimes, they are remembering and remembering. They became like mad in prem. Evaṁ vidha, all these, what in 18 slokes they have explained, and so many things that has been not explained in Srimad Bhagavat, yet all pastimes they began to tell each other. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that how can I explain the waves of prem of gopis' heart samudra?
Ocean.
I cannot explain all these things. So, he is telling that I cannot express all these things, what they have in their Purvarag. In Purvarag, before Avishar, so much Udveg, like Basak Sajja, you know Basak Sajja? In Naika. Waiting and waiting. What became? Udveg. Udveg, not sleeping, always waking, Jagaran. And 33 kinds of Sanchari Bhav, and Ashta Sattvik Bhav, and Vyabhichari Bhav, all comes in gopis. I can see, but I cannot explain how and why coming and going like waves. So I have given only some of them explained here. I can explain thoroughly all these things. I cannot tell all these things as atom. I have told only the atoms, like very short, all these things. Brahma cannot also tell with his four mouths, and even Mahasankarsan with lakhs and lakhs mouth he cannot tell, and what to tell others. Krishna also cannot tell all these things, what gopis have in their hearts for Krishna. I have told something only for Purvarag only. I will try to tell somewhat in other Saratkal. Saratkal means
autumn.
Meaning that will be of Rash, dancing and doing Rash of Krishna with the gopis. He will try to tell all these things.
Why is this not Vipralamba Bhav? Why is it Purvarag?
This is also in Purvarag, Vipralamba is there. Purvarag means Vipralamba, but before meeting. So for sadhak, this separation mode should come. Without separation, no sadhak, nothing. So sadhak should be for separation.
So these verses are meant for mantra upasana?
No. This is our, of gopis which are in Saraswati Leela.
But he's saying that for the sadhak, they can do mantra upasana of these verses.
This is not mantramaya upasana. This is Saraswati.
For the gopis.
For gopis. For us also. It is not mantra upasana. Only our mantras are, and Damodar Chintan, remembering of Damodar Leela, are one is anything. But there are chains in this. So this is not mantra upasana.
Could you explain exactly why this is not mantra upasana?
Because it is a chain of so many leelas, pastimes, so it is not mantra upasana. There are so many flowers, like garland, it is. So many pastimes are here, from beginning to end. So many pastimes have been.
Even one of these verses could not be mantra upasana, it's still Saraswati.
One can be.
I think he's asking.
One of them.
One at a time could be mantra upasana.
That is Baraha Pidam Natvar Bhava. This is Mantramaya. Then again,
next word.
But in a chain, this Leela is it. Saraswati.
Another question comes, which is that sometimes we think that when we hear that the stones are melting, that it is a metaphor, poetic metaphor. But it seems to be more than a poetic metaphor. It seems to be factual that actually the stones were melting and actually the rivers were becoming hard. And
Actually, all but. Because we see this time also in Charan Pahari and all other places that they have melted and four prints are seen now. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, we see that in Alal Nath we see all these things. Also in Ram Leela we see Chitrakoot, when Ram and Bharat was meeting. If we melt sometimes, what a terrible face.
Yeah, we are harder than any stone.
No, certainly. But sometimes hearing all these things, and remembering this past time, it looks like for a moment that something is gone. Then for tomorrow what we should select?
31.
What is the time now? 1 hour we have taken?
Well, it is 1.
From tomorrow we will.
But without a pundit, someone asked me the question, why in Gambira, why without a pundit didn't take part in helping Mahaprabhu in his.
Because if he. If he comes, because he was Srimati Radhika, so everything was separate. Exploited, money. Everything.
Well, there was Vipralamba there, and if he had come.
If he was there, he became faint and all other things can come here. They are telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they bring consolation. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here Mahaprabhu will have to give consolation to Gadadhar Pandit more than Mahaprabhu, because and he was not Gadadhar, he was Radhika, it will be known to everyone. That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like so to Rai Ramananda, not to expose me. If Gadadhar Pandit was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar both will be exposed, like Radhika and Krishna. So he did not use to come in Gambira. But he used to come in Gambira, but not it had explained there. But this region could be taken.
I know you have explained something of this before to us, but still, I think it is a very difficult subject to comprehend how Gadadhar is Srimati Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika. It is almost as if there are two Radhikas there.
No.
I know that you have explained.
No, but I have told you that she is taking pariksha, examination of Krishna, whether he can roll my part or not.
So far, you're not.
Why?
Not it is written anywhere, but I.
So the Shaka Devi could teach Mahaprabhu better than Radharani even.
Huh?
Then also the Manjaris are also always intimate and included, but they are not in the Gambira. Rupa Goswami is not in the Gambira, Raghunath Goswami. Why is that?
And they have gone to always meeting there in Gambira. It has been told, but not like Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodar.
When you went to Jagannath Puri, when you went to the Gambira, what did you and the other devotees do there?
Pray that all these bhav modes that he tested should come to us, that we can also test a very little of part that I requested there.
Any song you sang then? Some song?
Two songs.
Which one?
This also. Goranga bolite hobe pulak sari.
And what else?
Ebar karuna kara lalita visakha. That also. And hari hari kabe mor hoi be sudim. And also Radha Krishna pran yo jubal visakha.
This is what is it called again?
Niyoga Pash.
This is Pash.
Niyoga Pash.
Have you seen?
I also did not get opportunity. But I'm hopeful that everything is already there in your heart.
But yet I wanted to see something from Jiva Goswami and also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Anyhow, today we will do. Then from tomorrow. तुम लोग डाउन है तो तुम लोगों को तो दो घंटा और लग जाएगा ना जाओ फिर यदि हो सके तो आओ जयति तेधिकम जन्मना ब्रज श्रयति इंदिरा सस्वदत्रहि दैत देशतां दीक्षुस्तावका त्वयि धृता शव Swang vichinvate jayati tedhikam janmana braja srayate indira shasvadatrayi daita deshatang dikshustavaka tvaidhita shava swang vichinvate Swang vichinvate. This is Ras Panchadhyayi. In Ras Panchadhyayi, Panch Prana, five kinds of air, in five, one is most important for life. This is that prominent in also in five chapters.
This one.
Srimad Bhagavat is body, and there are 12 parts of that body. From 1 to 12 are one part, but 10th is heart, and in heart also these five are panch prana, and in panch prana also this is the prominent prana, mane prana by you. We will have to remember from Katyayani Puja. It has been told in the first slok of Kaittani Puja, Kumarika. Malini Kumarika were doing Kaittani Vrata. So who were they? Kumarika means Kishori, unmarried. What was the age of Krishna at that time? At this age of 3.5, he left Gokul. And when he took Govardhan on his hand, in his finger, he was 7 years old. It is better.
Yes,
more better. 7 years old. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is written, Vyasdev or Sukdev Goswami has told, when Krishna took mountain Giriraj on his finger, then his age was 7. When he kept the mountain, all the old persons with priest, all were gathered there, and they began to say, Nanda Baba, that you should not treat as a son to Krishna. We see that actually he is not your son. He is any god or anything. Perhaps Narayan has come because we have heard. So you should not treat as an ordinary boy. Don't tie her hands and this thing. Don't
chastise
means to doubt na.
Punish.
Punishment.
Punish.
Don't do so. They saw that Krishna is only of 7 years, and yet how he can hang a mountain like Govardhan? Any mystery is there. Nand Baba at once laughed to hear them, that the gopis has buddhi, wisdom, at the age of 80, then become
mature.
Up to that, their mind is not fixed, they cannot decide anything. Quite true. Because Krishna is an ordinary boy. We know that God is more than Siddha Santa. Because those who are Siddha Santa, they have no angry, no appetite, no thirst, nothing like this. They are not thieves, they cannot tell a lie. But we see that Krishna tells lie always. He sometimes weeps, he sometimes becomes so angry.
He cheats so many persons.
Sometimes he weeps for makhan and mishri. And if it is not given, he falls all these things in home, here and there, scatters. So I know that he is not God. But if you are telling that he is God, then yet he is my son. I will punish him. I will give siksha to him. Siksha means
instruction.
And I will do what a father should do to his child. And began to laugh. At once Yogamaya came and attracted all, and they suddenly forget all these facts that Krishna is God. After this, in the month of Kartik, they done the Aradhana of Katyayani. But there are two gopis, one married and not married. These are the gopis who did the Aradhana of Katyayani, were not married. Lalita, Vishakha, Srimati, Radhika, and all were married. But they have also purbrat to Krishna. At that time...
They were married or not married?
Eh?
You said that Srimati Radhika was...
They were all married.
They were married already.
Married. But they were in age some less to all gopis. Because Srimati Radhika is told that 13 and half. And Krishna is 14.
And Lalita?
Lalita's 27 days
senior.
Vishakha same day. And Rupmanjari, Ratimanjari are about 12. 12 some days. Then they are in age, they are less than Krishna, about 2.5 years. So if Krishna is 7, then they are at the age of
4.5.
But yet they have love, affection for Krishna.
They have come.
Those who were doing Katyayani puja.
Already there's come.
Eh?
They have come for Krishna.
They wanted to come.
They have come.
Come. Not come. At that time, come cannot be. Not come. Because without come, love can come. So here they are not come atmika. But after that, Sarad Kal, after 1 year before, after, Krishna has told that I will complete your...
I will satisfy.
Satisfy your... Then more 1 year, and Krishna took the mountain on his... And after one more year, he played on flute. So it may be not more than there is seven.
7 or 8.
Seven.
Not even.
But Krishna, it is said that Krishna was in Vrindavan only at the age of 10. And in the 10 years, he had done rasa and everything up to Keshi Daitya Bad. So it is seen that in the age of 10, Krishna becomes at the age of 40.
14.
So it is also for gopis, not only for him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told anywhere that they used to take makhan and misri so much. So they became younger. He has done a majak.
What is that majak? What does that mean?
Majak means
kya mat?
Dilaggi. Dilaggi means for Yoga. Vishwanatha Thakur Chakravarti has also a tendency for yoga. Because he is Palladashi of Srimati Radhika. So he cuts the yoga everywhere. Now, it has been, perhaps I have told all these facts and you have read that. These Kumarika were of Shruti Chari, Upanishad Chari, or
Dandakaranyavasi,
and they may be of Janakpuri, Rajkumaris.
Or Devakanya.
Devakanya also, they may be. So, in them, those who have association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have direct Purvarag. And whether they were not married, but they went easily in Rash, though they become Siddha, with Siddha. And those who are married and they have Purvarag, but not associated with Nitya Siddha, they were stopped. Yeah? And those who were Kumarika, not married, like them, here, some of them are here, they have got Nitya Siddha association, because in the end of that month, when they were doing Aradhana to Katyayani, they invited Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all. It means they had associations with all these gopis. So they also easily entered the Rash, but not everyone. It may be that they should be checked by their fathers and mothers and brothers and all others, it may be. But here it is told that the Nitya Siddha and these, as by the association of Nitya Siddha, they easily entered the Rash. And those gopis who were married, and they had actually Purvarag, but they had sons or daughters. They could not go. They were checked by Yogamaya. It is seen their husbands had checked, but Yogamaya entered in their husbands or father and mothers and sasur, sas. And they were checked. If Yogamaya wanted to not to check them, she could have made another shape of that gopis. But she could not help, because there were some hints of kasai. What is the meaning of kasai?
Impurity.
Because they were thinking that he is my husband, these are my childs, and their affection was distributed to so many places, these are kasai. So they could not go. Krishna played on the float seeing moon. He was thinking that moon is our ancestor, what? Purvuj?
Forefathers.
So if he has any Naika except his wife if kya naam hai uska Naika Chandrama ka Rohini. If Rohini is there, but he loves Purva Disha means Vyasa was very learned person, and he used to know alankar.
Poetic images.
Huh?
So many metaphors in poetry.
Metaphors.
Ornaments.
For literature. So he has done these things very marvelous. Krishna said that Muni is our forefathers, and he is kumkum in his hands by rays and giving on the face of Purva Disha.
Understand? Purva Disha means?
Purva Disha means
eastern.
Eastern
horizon.
Huh?
Eastern horizon.
Horizon. She is his Naika. And that Purva Disha, that eastern horizon, with shame, she is taking that
red collar.
So why should I not? And seeing this, that easily he is rubbing these red kumkum, many red lights are coming in forest. Trees are colored. Rivers, water is colored. Everything is colored in red. So Krishna at once reminded gopis that I have given word for those gopis that I will
fulfill your desire.
So this is the time. So Chandra, moon has reminded Krishna to do, and he is thinking that, oh, he has introduced me. He has given this thing in my heart. So now we should do. Here, all the Kumarika, in their last lakhs and lakhs